Okay. Well, good morning. Good afternoon. It's September 23rd, 2018, and you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show, a little bit more compressed and a little bit more focused down. I've got Alan Crutch and joining me today. Doc's having some internet problems, so we're just going to let him sit on the sidelines. And Alan, are you there? Let's just start like that.
I am here. Yes. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon. Yes.
Yeah, we had a conversation earlier this week about, you know, the compressed show and how we get back on track. And one of the ways that you thought is we could just, like, rejoin a lot of the subjects that we found so endearing, you know, in the morning time slot and just jump right into them. Before I jump into those real quick, let me just tell you, there is a chat room that you can, get the links that I'm going to be putting in here in a little bit. And I'm going to try to slow down as I tell you the chat room, and I'll tell you to it twice. It's Republic of Texas dot chat tango, right? I guess it also is chat, C-H-A-T, A-N-G-O .com. Everybody always misses that, but whatever. You don't need it. You don't want it. Whatever. We talked a little bit about, our dear Pittsburgh. We live in Pittsburgh, Texas, Alan and I. And the funny thing about your town, my town, everybody's town, is it's going down the same everywhere. So what we see that's happening within our community is happening in your backyard, your neighbor's town, or whatnot. So you might just pay attention for a few seconds and see what we've been observing and seeing and see how it reflects. Not sure what you're going to do with it. I know bunch of different ways to do stuff with
this
it.
Saturday from 10 a.m.
But right now, my computer is really just screwing with me. Anyways, Alan, so let's just get started. we're going to get into dark skies in a little bit, and I don't know if you folks are familiar with what's called the DOTS initiative. Now, it sounds... Well, I don't know. What does that sound like? Doesn't it sound like a good idea, Alan?
Dark skies? I don't know. Sounds kind of dark to me. But, yeah, it's a nice name for an insidious program.
Yeah, Sam just talked to me on the back channel and told me that some of my audio went garbly. So if I go garbly, let me know, folks, and then I will jump to a secondary internet connection. And we'll be off. But the Dark Skies Initiative is it's an international organization, and they're designed to, bring us back a notch. You know, make it so you can see the sky in the nighttime, which sounds just beautiful, right? Let's get rid of what they call sky glow, where you walk outside and you can't see the stars. The problem with the whole concept is, that means telling your neighbor and you what to do. There's complex math in determining what kind of lights to be used, compliant lights. And this whole dark skies thing, it's going full tilt. And we'll get into that here in a minute. But we've been dealing with some local Fredericksburg stuff that it's quite fascinating. And it's dark skies ready, you know, or at least not really ready, but it's ready for the dark skies. Because we upgraded, guys. Check this out. So last year, we only had one guy walking around, bossing people around and saying, your lawn is 2 inches tall, and it's supposed to be 1 3/4". Now we hired another one, right, Alan? That's going really good, I hear.
Oh, yeah, he's been running around town, finding all these desperate, you know, desperate criminals and everything out here that we've got living here, you know, with our high crime rate and everything, running around finding them for, you know, their trash can lid being, you know, 1/16 of an inch too high from the official closed position that the fine and ordinances, you know, recommend. So to make their community safe, they're going to start fining people. And when they give these fines, not only is it a fine for your trash can lid not being all the way closed, but there are court costs that are thrown in on top of that just automatically. So the fine ends up being like $200-something just for having your trash can lid not closed all the way when you put your trash out to get picked up. This is the clampdown. It's the boot coming down on our neck to where everyone is a criminal. and no one is beyond reproach.
Yeah. Some would say that you have to have these code enforcement people, Alan. You know, what if your neighbors wants to, and I'm not one of them. I'm trying to play the devil's advocate, and maybe it's been so many years since I played devil's advocate in the argument. But what about these neighbors next door to me? They're just doing whatever the heck they want to on their property. What do I do about them?
Well, I can't say that in polite terms, but what should happen, in my opinion, is I guess there are people that would take this to extremes that would like. Piled, you know, trash all over their, on top of and around their trash can, and the lid blown open, and all this stuff, and dogs are getting into the trash and everything. There are extreme circumstances, but apparently that's not what's been happening. They're looking for revenue generation and compliance to their programs. Compliance is the main thing. You know, why can't, if there's a problem at a certain house constantly, why can't they give the trash guy, why can't they give him a little sticker that they can stick on his trash can that says, would you please not, you know, pile trash over and above your trash can lid? The dogs are getting into it, and it's getting scattered around the neighborhood. You know, there is no forgiving here. In fact, that's what we're talking about. Well, maybe we ought to give them a grace period and send them a warning, you know, and let them know that, you know, that's not regular, you know, ordinance trash, you know, procedure. Because maybe what? Now this trash truck driver who has not even, they don't even have to get out of their trucks anymore. It's not even a job anymore. They drive along, they hit a button, and the little thing comes right from the side, picks your can up and dumps it into the thing and sets it back down on the curb, and they go on. I'm just wondering in this country, I know since when, but since when is having a job mean absolutely not doing anything and not being able to get fired? The whole thing just confuses and pisses me off, to tell you the truth. Are you there, Steve? Am I here? Okay. So I'll just... Okay. Well, yeah, when Steve gets back on, just have him break in. I'll just go on with my rant here. Yeah, like I said, the main thing here is compliance. They want everyone to comply. All the little cookie-cutter houses to be the same, your grass cut to the regulation height, et cetera, et cetera. We've got several little gated communities around here, you know, where you go into a neighborhood and you drive through a gate and you drive through and it looks like the Stepford Wives. I mean, every house is the same. It's just crazy.
Yeah, sorry, I did drop off a little bit. You know, bandwidth gets brutal here in the afternoons on Sundays. But yeah, gated communities everywhere, and I was listening a little bit there, Alan, but I just couldn't talk. The city workers, you know, we're being corporatized. Now, the city is already a corporation. The corporate city of Fredericksburg was whatever, you know, corporatized a million years ago. I think that was actually in the 90s, 98, if I'm correct. And it was by our current mayor, if I'm not incorrect, Linda Langerhahn, who is a big woman's rights advocate. Women are superior to men by far. She's really a supremacist, right? You know, whatever, genderist. At least that's the way I've always thought about her, because, you know, all the women's groups that she, but she's doing that to empower people. Anyways, I'm talking about corporatism. The corporate Fredericksburg got rid of their corporate employees who had all those corporate benefits that you were talking about, Alan. The, you know, good pay, low hours, they don't have to work. You know, they get a retirement when they're 12 and a half years old, or, you know, after 12 years of service, you know, something like that. But they were sold off, just like we did in the early or the late 90s and the early 2000s, where the tech workers were, sold to other companies that managed the, quote, human resources. We didn't have people anymore, you know, coming out of the 90s. There was no personnel department. They had changed the vernacular. It's part of a UN Agenda 21 things, looking at everybody as human resources, not personnel. But yeah. So all the
I'd forgotten, Steve, that you told me. Yeah, that's right. That now our what used to be public employees are now public private partnerships. So basically, what we have is Blackwater running our trash service and everything now.
Well, it's a good name for them, right? Blackwater. You know, now at least we're getting close to truth. You know, but yeah, I guess so. I don't know the name of the people, but I've heard public employees grumbling about going that direction. I said, well, hey, man, first they came for me, then they came for you. Now you're not working because you were almost retired. So, sorry, get another job. This one you might have to, you know, sit up in your chair and actually do some work instead of getting into work and zoning out for some, you know, period of time. But that might have been fun, you know, just coming into work for 12 years, staring at a, no, that would just drive me crazy. I don't
see
know.
That what they don't realize is that what this is heading towards is heading towards there being automated trash cans out there with like chips in them, and so when the automated truck drives down your street and recognizes that there's a chip sitting outside of your house, that the truck will stop. It will locate that chip with its trash can picker upper, and it will automatically dump the trash out. And as that trash is being dumped into the truck, it will be reading everything that's dropped into there. And if you have recyclables in your trash that are not being recycled, you will be fined for it. This is what it's coming to, people. Everything you do will be ruled and regulated and ordinanced.
And what Alan's saying is absolutely true. And here in Fredericksburg, they're going to use that technology as soon as possible. We have an Agenda 21, you know, whatever, super transformer. His name's Kent Myers. He comes from Port Angeles. Where was that? Anyways, I lost my notes. But we had smart meters before they were in style, before they were chic. And we had this one day that, you know, I went to a city council meeting way back when, 6 years ago or so, and they were sitting there going, and these smart meters will tell us what's going on and what's wrong and help us find problems before they even happen. And so our mayor at the time was sitting there saying how wonderful these things are and that he was going to be using himself as a test subject. So they went over to his house and they turned off all the water. They turned off all the spigots and they went outside and took a look at the smart meter, and it still ran. And it continued to run. And they said, that can't be true. So they cut it off at the house, and it was still running. And then they got a backhoe out, and they started digging. They dug down. They go, look, we found the offender. We found a tree taking water from the city. I wonder if they find that tree. But they hailed that as a wonderful achievement. And it's like, well, how? You know, what's so wonderful about that? And I asked myself that, Alan, what was so wonderful like that? But then if we were to measure the smart meter or look at the smart meter of flow versus time, I bet you I could guess, if I were to look at flow versus time, a meter, when you brush your teeth in the morning, I bet you I could figure out when you flushed the toilet or took a shower. You know, I could have access to a lot of information, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, and information is the new money for these sons of bitches. They want every bit. I'm getting so tired of people saying, well, I'm only just one person, or what do I care? I don't have anything to hide. I don't care if they have my information or what my water usage is or what my electrical usage is and when I use it. They don't understand what's coming.
Well, what if I came over, if I gave them a report on when they went to the bathroom every day? Would they like that? You know, that seems a little personal, isn't it? Could I get that information? I don't know.
Everyone says, I don't have anything to hide. And it's like, and my retort is, well, do you still have a door on your house? Do you have a door on your bathroom? You know, do you like, you know, people walking by watching you while you're sitting on the toilet? You know, people don't realize what personal security and personal space is anymore. They think that in this information age that, you know, in the Facebook age where everyone, you know, tells everyone when they're going to the bathroom, you know, oh, I got to go sit on the toilet now. And, you know, all this valuable, you know, information that they're putting out. They don't think, and it is trivial in our everyday life. But when you look at how they collect this information on every one of us, when you go to the bathroom, what you eat, when you're awake, when you're asleep, all this stuff will be will be used, and it goes to the actuarials, the insurance companies, which are mainly ruling the planet nowadays, because everything that we do nowadays is insured. Your life is insured, your work is insured, your job is insured, your car is insured. Everything in our life is becoming insured. Yeah. And it's the fear that they've got us living in. Well, you could get sick and you could need a doctor, and if doctors are real expensive, which they didn't used to be before insurance companies.
Mm-hmm. This week, Alan, Apple came up with a whole bunch of new products. Isn't that great? Are you going to go get one? No, you aren't. I know. But you know what? They came out with this thing. It's called it's an iWatch or an Apple Watch, right? And this thing tracks everything, right? And it reports to your iPhone. It tracks, it can do a listen to your heartbeat, one of those cardioisms or whatever. It can do the blood pressure. It monitors you all day long. And it's medical grade. I guess some insurance companies are now adopting it. So you'll get a break on your insurance, your medical insurance, if you let them eavesdrop on you 24 hours a day. And I'm like, wow, that's how it starts, right? It starts where you get a bonus for doing it, and then it becomes mandatory. And I don't know. I don't know if that's a place. No, I know it's not a place I want to live.
I can remember when my cousins down the road here, they're all big, techies, or they think, that all this stuff is just the wonderfulest thing that could ever be-est. And when they were telling me, it'll keep your track of your heart rate and, and your blood pressure. I don't know how, what kind of sensors it's got on it, but all this stuff. And it says, it can tell you, when you're healthy, or it can tell you if you're running, if your heart rate goes up and all this stuff. And it's crap that we all used to know about our own bodies in the first place, if you paid any attention to it, which they're taking all personal responsibility for anything in our life away from us and giving it to the nanny state. It freaked me out when they said this, you got this watch, it'll tap you on the wrist, and let you know that you need to be at a meeting or something. And you don't have to use your own brain for anything. It's all just senseless Facebook chatter and fights now, I guess, is the only thing your brain's going to be used for. I don't know.
I hope you're wrong. In fact, I kind of see a day that you will be wrong in that, and that's either because of design or, maybe that we win. Are we 50% and 50% now? You remember that old saying that manifests the reality that you want to see in the world, right? So I manifested a reality, and I said I want to go to a reality where people are, we think about other people's feelings and so forth, right? We do what we say we're going to do, right? And other people do what they say they're going to do. But there's other people that have other realities that they're trying to push on us. And I wonder if we're 50-50 right now with what they call the left and we call the right. And I'm not even sure that I agree with the right as much as the right agrees with the right, or what the hell that means. But manifesting your own realities.
Using your intent. You've heard about this, about they've said, we're going to get everyone, that's a Baptist at 12 o'clock on, Sunday the 23rd we're going to pray for Jimmy Joe Fred Bob. He's sick and his heart's acting up and everyone's going to pray for him. And if we do this, his heart will all of a sudden get better. You're talking about the intent, but at the same time, they're talking about this is not an individual intent. They're talking about, if everyone has the same conscious thought at the same moment, that through that intent, through that conscious with part of our being that we've lost, we can manifest our own destiny. But that takes a lot of people. And what's the difference between that and people? A lot of people are stopping this. It has its points and it has its downfalls.
Hang on, we got a break. We'll be right back. Republican Texas Radio.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Republic of Texas Radio. I think that's what we are. Man, I must be really fighting the noise today. Wow, crazy. Can you hear me there, Alan? Because I
yep, we got
don't
you.
Know that I'm here. Well, that's good. Intent. I just was last hour. We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. Intent. What is that? Right, you know, and this whole show isn't about intent, but intent did come up, Alan, this morning when I'm looking at how, you know, one side versus the other side, and let's go back. Everybody seems to be asleep right now, but let's go back 10 years, right? 9 years, 8 years. Hell, nobody wasn't even in the game. You know, nobody had any, you know, thought about anything. You know what I mean? At least they're now riled up. But we sit there and talk about how they're riled up about the three-ring circus, that they're at the, you know, they're watching the crazy stuff. Which one's better? They got their intent focused right now, right? They want their Kavanaugh, they want their, you know, Ford to win the nominations or whatever the hell. You get my drift, no?
Oh, yeah. I just almost threw up in my mouth. I saw Hillary Clinton on television. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, no. Yeah, this is kind of if you want to talk about, you know, is this part of our junk DNA that they call it? You know, that we haven't been allowed to learn how to use and to get into functionality in our life. Is there more to our being than what we have been presented with? Are there things that we could do that we don't know that we can do because we haven't been taught that we can do them? You know, as a kid. You know, there are a lot of things that go on inside your brain, inside your body, Can you be two places at once? It all comes down to, I don't know how many people out there have read Carlos Castaneda. You know, they say now that that's just all, it was all a fake and it was just all trash. But a lot of the things that he talked about going into your inner self and seeing who you really are and what possibilities you really might have, you know, like dreaming, what he calls dreaming, you know, is basically being in two places at once. You know, you put yourself into a dream state and you can be somewhere else and actually interact with other people. And, you know, is it true? Is it not? You know, we've been lied to so much, I can't say for certain that it's not true.
Yeah. I know. Carlos Castaneda is a fascinating subject. And what about stalking? He called it stalking, which it was pretty much stalking an outcome, you know, and putting yourself deep into a subject being to learn to do crazy stuff. Creating, I didn't know we were going there. We might have got somebody.
We all do live in a separate reality. You know, a separate reality.
Go ahead.
We all do live in a separate reality. That is one thing, you know, that I do agree with him with. We all live in a separate reality. We all have our own reality, our own experiences.
Got a reality out of Las Vegas here. Let's take him. Chris, are you there? Knock, knock. Hello? Chris from Las Vegas.
There we go. Hello? Here I am. I'm here now.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, dude. Or afternoon. Sorry.
it's kind of in between. You're right. Your conversation previously caused me to recall specifically Edwin Bernays, the so-called father of propaganda, later termed public relations or public sexual relations, mind fornication, where in the last page of the book, he said, if we can convince them it's for their benefit, our victory is their consent.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what, and I see that with the dark skies thing, you know, that's perfect. You know, the subject, right? We're talking darkskies.org. And how they want to make it so we can see the dark skies. It sounds like a good idea at first, and still I like the idea. But you see where that goes, right?
Well, sure. Remember, the thieves love the dark. Criminals love the dark. Evil loves the dark because it can't be observed by everyone. So if you turn out all the light, pretext of giving yourself the advantage of darkness, then you enable criminals to operate wildly with abandon and not be observed. So that's what the real agenda of this is to convince you to give up your lights, which are the cheapest form of security. Being a former law enforcement professional, good lighting is the best form of security that you can provide for yourself because they always prefer to operate in the dark, sub silentio, below silence.
And Chris, you talked about consent, and that there is a big difference between implied consent and informed consent.
Or non-informed, presumed consent, in fact. And that shows devious intents. That shows dishonor, not honor.
Exactly.
Again, they're dishonorable. Man, they're so consistent, at least.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, in fact, I heard it stated recently, if Democrats didn't have two positions, they wouldn't have any position at all.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. We've got an hour here. We're halfway through. Did you have something focused? We're going to be heading on to Dark Skies Land because I wanted to bring that subject up because I don't know that it's been talked about enough during the Sunday afternoons. And I don't know if we reached a lot of these people in the morning spot that we were at, Chris.
I think you did, and you did a marvelous job there, but this might be a better overall time bracket for you, so I hear the music. Carry on. God bless Texas.
Okay, take care, Chris. Thanks for calling in, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. One more time. Republic of Texas Radio. We're back. Once there was a time, there was a man, and he had a great idea to restore the skies to being black. And he went over to his neighbor and he said, "Dude, turn off your lights so I can see the stars." And his neighbor said, "Kiss my beep." So what did he do? He sat and he pondered, and he remembered this group they belonged to. It was called a city. And so he went to the city, and he said, "I can't see my stars." And I told my neighbor to turn off his lights, but he wouldn't. He said, "Kiss my beep." "So what am I to do?" "Oh, I understand. I don't like him either. We will put in a policy that he has to turn off his beep and lights." And together they made a policy and went to the man's door and said, "Turn off that beep and light over my dead body. That can be arranged." Then they picked up guns and went to his door again and shot the man. The end. How's that? Did that work, Alan? You know, because I think that's kind of the old ultimate what was going on.
Well, the finality of it is there, but in the meantime, in between that, Steve, he's fined and he's ordinanced and he's made to take his time and go into court and defend his actions for having his light on, et cetera, et cetera. It's called that's back when what we used to call being a good neighbor, for one thing. But you know something, Steve? It's not only at night You know, I want my deep blue skies back. I want my normal puffy, fluffy clouds back, which most of them used to be. Or my
high cirrus
clouds or my stratus clouds. The only way that we're
going to get our skies
back is if we get our deep blue sky back, because it's the crap they're putting. Folks, if go out, and I'm gonna put a plug, blue blocker sunglasses. Buy some blue blocker sunglasses and look up at the sky with those on. You will see all the crap floating around up there that the blue light apparently really kind of makes it hard to see. You can see the tendrils coming down out of these clouds. You can see all the crap that's up there, what looks like a nice normal day, and it's still not that deep blue. And you look a little closer and you can see that permanent haze that's always up there now. That's why our skies are not the color that they used to be, in the daytime even. What are they going to do about that? Are we going to start getting rid of lights not going to help our skies become dark blue again? Maybe get rid of the planes. That's the only thing that would do it, huh?
The planes, the spring, the pollution, a bunch of different things. But it's, I don't know. The liars. Let's get rid of the politicians. Hey, let's grab Art real quick before we continue on the, and by the way, folks, that story of how the Dark Skies Initiative, that was totally a farce. They probably came up with some altruistic story like they're going to save the world, and they still are. Anyways, let's go to Art. Art, off the grid, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Well, you covered a lot there in that first 15, 20 minutes, so I'm going to throw out a few comments on all these different things real quick, and then we'll see what happens there. For the trash collection thing, I used to do music festivals. And when I first started, my job was riding on the back of a garbage truck. Now, this is a three-man job. One man drives, two people dump the trash cans. Now it's down to a one-man job because they have the automatic dumping system. You know, they're lucky that these people that have garbage pickup are lucky they don't live where I live, because we don't have garbage pickup. We got to haul our garbage off. So you know what we don't do? We don't allow it to pile up. But here's the thing.
Right.
See, you don't own your property. You're talking about the grass being too high or whatever your neighbor doing. You don't own your property, because if you did, first of all, these homeowners associations wouldn't be able to dictate to you what you can and cannot do on your property. And secondly, if you owned your property, you wouldn't have to get a permit to put on a new building or build a porch on your house or whatever you want to do. Okay, so screw all that. That's thrown out the window. Then you got your personal privacy thing that you were talking about with the smart meters and all that. Well, hell, they got technology. Let them look right through your damn walls. So you ain't got to worry about closing your doors or closing your curtains, because they can look at you anyway. Hell, they got technology. Let them hack your car. They even got technology that comes in a form of a pill. It's called nanotech. And what it does is it introduces these little nano whatever chip thingies into your system, and it allows an automatic link between you and your doctor's office. So if anything happens, the doctor gets an alert, and now he can call you. And when you're talking about these dark skies, you know what? Where I live, it's mandatory that you have an outside light on your property. I live 14 miles out in the county, and it is mandatory we have an outside light. Well, that kind of sucks, because I can't see the damn stars.
No.
Really? It's mandatory? Seriously?
It's mandatory.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's $10 a month.
That is,
and they put it there.
I've never heard about that one. Wow.
Yeah, when they come out to a new piece of property and they set electrical system up on the service on the property, they put up a separate pole off to the side with an automatic light that comes on and goes off. It comes on at dusk, goes off at dawn. And it's mandatory that you got to have this.
Wow. See, here, that's voluntary. You know, if you want that, you can have it put out there, and they charge you, like $10 or $15 a month to have that thing on. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know it was mandatory. Wow.
Well, see, here's the whole thing. What people don't realize, all these different things that you guys have talked about up to this point, it's all connected.
Oh, yeah.
It's one big spider web, and we're the flies.
That's why.
And we own nothing, so why are we
Right. No. Everything is interconnected. You cannot talk about one thing nowadays without talking about several other things, because everything is interconnected and it's getting tighter and tighter.
So you take ICLEI, Agenda 21, smart cities, smart gear, smart grid, all this, it's all tied in together. So,
but it's convenient.
You know what it is? You either take it or you, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? If you don't stand up,
what are you going to do?
go to town.
It's getting to the.
I go to town, and hardly anybody wants to talk to me anymore because I scare the bejeebies out of them. Because of the things I say.
Yeah.
Nobody comes to visit me anymore because basically they're terrified to be associated with me. Oh, he hangs out with him.
Hey, Art, you know, there's a saying, it says it's better to be alone than in bad company. And now I feel your pain there, buddy, because, I'm not going to change. I am who I am, and I talk about what I talk about. I can't go back into the ya-ya world of ooh, you know, fluffy kittens. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Anyway, thanks, guys. Y'all have a great one.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, man. You know, I don't know. It's pretty futile, but let's build on Art really quick. A couple of weeks ago, no, it's actually a couple of months ago, Alan, I bumped into somebody on near the complex where I live, and, you know, he told me that, you know, we're going to die, and I said, okay, yeah, I get it, totally get it. How? Right? And he says, oh, Fukushima. Oh, great. Fukushima doom. Love that. He says, no, really, we were going to die. And I said, yeah, uh-huh. Damn, I couldn't argue with you. Fukushima doom. What am I to argue Fukushima doom with you? You know, we don't know what the reactor's doing. We just know what the doom is, right? The reactor is going down Japan, and it's, you know, going underwater. And what's it doing? They're flushing it out with radio. Yeah, of course. No, he goes, no, it's a real serious problem. We only have a couple years left. And I'm sitting there listening to him tell me that the end of the world is coming in 2 years because of Fukushima doom. And there were neighbors of mine that were around there. And during that conversation, it made a lot of people uneasy because, first of all, you know, his pointing to facts, his pulling out his laptop and showing us Google Maps and the unadulterated, what do they call that, contractor's version, where you can get daily, if not weekly, updates to specific areas. You know, he showed some evidence and made some arguments that even made me cringe. But what do you do with that when a man tells you that you're going to be dead soon? The problem is, I don't know why I'm going there, but there's all this doom around. You know, there's the doom that's around that's telling us the Dark Skies Initiative's coming in to put in light bulbs to keep you dark. And, you know, then there's the doom of just everywhere. But what do you do with that, Alan? Because, you know, from what Art just said, you know, they've got us coming and going. You know, is it to just focus on your Carlos Castaneda intent? Your focus, find things that are the right things to be doing and keep doing them? What do you think?
They've got us living in fear, feeling helpless. You know, well, you know, that's out of my control. I can't do anything about that. And it's like, well, that's because you sat on your ass and let everything get out of our control. You know, everyone has gotten, because of convenience, because of comfort, because of, you know, it's easier to do it this way than it is to do it that way. Oh, it's easier if someone else does it for me, not realizing that someone else doing it for you or a machine doing it for you is taking jobs from the economy. Well, it's not affecting me yet. Well, damn it, it will very soon. You know, everything is becoming automated. Everything, we will just become useless eaters, which is what they call us anyway. And, we, you know, what we have, universal basic income then? Well, where's that universal basic income come from, and what's it going to be valued in? It's going to be set by them, they and them, and you will be able to buy your regulated items, and you will not be able to accrue and acquire wealth, property ownership, which is pretty much dead anyway. You know, it used to be if you don't have a place you can ultimately retreat to, you are never free.
True. But your whole point about the fear, right, I think the fear is the big problem. You know, the fear is how they push through Dark Skies. You know, the fear is how they push through a lot of things. But what is the retaliation for that? Just being indignant, strong, love, you know, happiness, hope? What is the thing? Because my thing...
Turn the other cheek. Yeah.
No. No. Say no, I think. I like no. I say no all the time. No. Right? It's really easy. No. No. How about this? No. You know, it's
such
great.
A negative word.
Say with me,
even
no.
Makes me feel bad.
No, it doesn't. Right? See, you can turn it on them, right? It's really funny. Then they say, I don't understand, and then you tell them, I know you don't understand. let me tell it to you again. Right. But if it's trying to break through their paradigm, you're just not going to do it. It's going to take something else to get through the paradigm. The reason we talk about these deep subjects on our show, Republic of Texas Radio, because we've, like Art said, we've covered an awful lot of ground. We normally do. We'll go woo-woo on you, right? You know, and we're talking very bit about dark skies. I did drop the link into the chat room, but you can go there at darkskies.org, or you can always join us at the chat room at republicoftexas.chattango.com. But we'll talk about some strange stuff, but we'll talk about local stuff. We'll talk about what is going on. Let's build on that. Wimberley, Texas, the school just spent $300,000 retrofitting their lights and turning down the lights so they can have a dark skies approved stadium. Isn't that great? So now they have a little video that I was going to play, but then, of course, it's a damn video, and it's just got a talking head saying that, yeah, look, we just had new dark skies lights, and you can almost see the people running down there because they turned down the lights, too. So, like,
yeah,
Art
and
says.
What are those teenage kids doing in the dark shadows in the corners while that's going on, too? You know, yeah, the whole thing is such a farce.
Hey, well, at least abortion's legal, so, you know, they wouldn't know what they're doing in the corner. I don't want to say that.
And
that was kind of
expounding on Art. Well, you know, saying what they're doing in outer space, you know, which we might talk about periodically, does matter, because like Art was saying, they do have satellites up there with technology that can look through walls. Okay, they can see, yeah. Like, I don't know if they're using a heat signature, an electrical signature, some type of radiation that our body gives off that we haven't been told about, if you believe in, like, a dark field microscopy and all that stuff. You know, is there, an aura,
okay,
you know, that we emit? It's all interconnected.
Let's go there for a second. Alan, okay, let's go there for a second. So, yes, there are satellites that can do a lot more that peer through levels of the Earth, let alone your roof. Right? That's nothing. But right. My point in the smart grid is when I was living in Arizona several years back, they were having rolling blackouts that were caused by hackers. These rolling blackouts would be announced to the police department and told, this block is going to have no power. We are taking down all your houses. Did you guys see that in the news? No, it was very localized. It was very covered up. It was hard to find information about that, but it happened, you know, and I'm kind of like going, whoa, what the hell? So these smart meters that are out there that are just totally, you know, the most bulletproof things, they're better than a Microsoft web server or a Google security algorithm. Are they? No. So what that means is anybody that once they get the hang of it, it's a little dang tinker toy, right? It's a little spinny, whirly meter, right, with a radio on it, right? And then you got to talk to it, ask it, oh, well, how much water is going? What time is it? How much electricity? What time is it? Just database that stuff. Then you can see it. So any hacker, you know, will be able to access it. And then it'll be a little harder, Alan, to get up there and to penetrate that, you know, the satellite that can peer through the Earth and things. That's my problem with smart meters, but there's all sorts of problems with those, I guess.
Well, like you said,
anyways,
they can play with you also with those, Steve, because if those things are not, more than likely, not just a one-way communication device. More than likely, they can remotely, say, if you're living in Boston, they could, like, some hacker gets in and says, hey, let's see if we can get rid of a couple of neighborhoods here. Let's see if we can automatically, through the internet and through the wireless system, regulate the gas pressure that's coming from the main lines to the houses. Could we overpressurize those so the lines start blowing and we get rid of a couple of neighborhoods? You see, everything that happens now, I question. I question everything. Not just like Russia Today says, question more. I question freaking everything. Because you've got to. Because basically, they're at the heart of it.
In about 2000, the year 2000, they started telling us we didn't need cords anymore to communicate from computer to computer. that we can use the electrical grid in our house. And not only that, you can use the electrical grid that's outside your house. And I said, wait a minute, really? So you can send a carrier over that? Wow, that's great. But what does that mean? That means I have to have a firewall on my power meter. And I have to have my, so that is my firewall. I got to block the power and, or at least cut off that signal. So HomePlug was the name of the group that was trying to get that going and make it so we didn't use Ethernet or this, that. And it stopped, right? The HomePlug Alliance and did it, you know, did it not stop for a specific reason? I can't really tell you. You know, maybe we'll know someday. Steve,
let's talk facial recognition after the break. I don't know if everyone's heard about that, about what China's done.
Oh, let's do it. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Okay. Welcome back. We're running to the wall. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Alan, you wanted to talk a little bit about face recognition. Let's talk about that. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about, Japan?
And all the cameras everywhere that people think, well, I don't care if they're watching me. I don't care. You know, I'm just driving down the road. China now has how many, 1.5 billion people or more than that, something like that? They came out and they said, and they have done proofs of it, that they can just close their eyes and touch a name in their what used to be a phone book and say, all right, we're going to find Li Jinping over here. And, you know, within five or 15 minutes, they said they can find, locate, and have in custody any person in their country through facial recognition and the cameras that are everywhere and the cell phones that everyone carries.
Well, I just wonder if it's more of an algorithmic type thing where they don't actually find somebody, that they've been tracking them all along, and they just pick up where the trail, they pick up where the trail left off. Right. You know, it's like I track you as soon as I, you know, see you on a camera. So who's this? Sign in a number, walk into an office building, forget it. Right. You know, all of a sudden, hey, I want to see so and so. Okay, type it into the computer. Okay, so and so last seen walking into the office building. Phone is active. Let's hit the audio on it. Oh, yeah, he's there. Do we have a camera over there? Yeah, turn that on. So you're using facial recognition to a certain extent. You know, but you don't have to leverage just one technology to get it. But that kind of scares me, right? Because we've been fighting this thing, Alan, for years. And it's the what do they call it? Hegelian synthesis. And then this is for facial recognition itself. The war on covering your face has been fought already, and we've lost. We've had the burqa ban, right, where they couldn't wear burqas. We have Antifa wearing masks, and now we're sitting here, so what happens? Antifa puts on a mask. We say, you can't wear a mask. And then they say, well, we're going to pass a law. You wear a mask, there's a fine. And we go, yay, now there's a fine for wearing a mask, right? And we go, ah, shoot, we've been had, right? Damn it, right? And so they went after the Antifa. They went after the Muslims with the burqas, right? And now you're left with a technological order that can find you based on your facial features, you know, but they can find you anywhere anyways, right? But, you know, there's going to be
people. Yeah.
Out of a couple billion.
Now, they're talking, what, about petaflops of computing power? And what even above that, you know, what's it, 1,000 quadrillion? I mean, folks, if you wanted to count to a quadrillion, it would take you, what, 3,300,000 years, something like that? That's per second. Computations per second that these things are doing now, and above, I'm sure. That's just unfathomable. I mean.
No, my whole argument, Alan, goes just, you know, stop. Let's see if there's an easier way to do it. And they've been doing it since the 90s. 90s, London, England, facial recognition. They identified every target as it came on camera, logged each target. And even the ones that weren't logged were followed up with in a variety of fashion. With that way, you could have 3.5 billion people on the earth. You know, only 100 million of them are unmarked. You know, so we'll just look at those 300 million,
all
not
this
the
information
3 billion.
Goes into their gaming programs, their logarithms for gaming and predictability modeling. It's getting scary.
They use Xbox. Use Xbox or PS3, PS4, something like that. No, I know what you're saying. Well, I'm just trying to make levity of it. But I guess the world can either be funny, serious, painful, but at least it is. Until next week, folks, support Republic Broadcasting. I'm Steve O'Brien with Alan Crutcher, and we're Republic of Texas Radio. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive till 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.